Do you remember last year when the Biden administration tried to set up a ministry of misinformation? And, you know, they were under Homeland Security and they were going to have a board, and they hired some really dizzy activists who had bounced around from various academic and government posts. And I think it lasted for, 4 to 6 weeks? And then the whole thing just collapsed. It was being criticized and laughed at in equal measure, not really defended by too many people. Well, the reason I mention this is that there's a bill in Olympia to set up the same basic thing here in the state of Washington. It's House Bill 1333. And it creates a domestic violent extremism commission. We'll tell you about the makeup of the commission in a moment. And one of the things that they will do, this commission, will be to, quote, combat disinformation and misinformation and develop a public health style response to address early signs of radicalization. Why do I have a feeling they're not talking about addressing Antifa or the violent left? We see the attacks on churches. We see the attacks on crisis pregnancy centers. But that's not what this commission is aiming at. It mandates that there will be a representative from the ACLU and a representative from groups protected under the state's hate crime statute, which, if you read it literally, is literally everybody. But, of course, they will be going to identity politics. The Anti-Defamation League, and then a number of legislators. This is a commission that is designed to steer one point of view. And not only that, but even its defenders have shown incredible recklessness. I want you to listen to this clip. Is a legislative hearing that they held earlier this month. And this is Emily Kaufman, who's an associate director of the Anti-Defamation League, testifying for House Bill 1333. Listen to her carefully and how she blends together various organizations.
Something that is unique to Washington and to the Pacific Northwest on these well-connected extremist networks that we have. So we have the Proud Boys, Patriot Prayer, and the Washington State Three Percenters are three distinct groups that elsewhere in the United States we don't necessarily see this kind of intense collaboration amongst groups. But we see that in the Pacific Northwest with everything from fundraising. So, for example, members of these groups were able to raise $85,000 in bail funds for a member of the Proud Boys who was accused of assault. So these groups are able to effectively work together to raise funds and to increase participation at their activities. So this is a concerning trend we see in Washington state.
No, we have a concerning trend of double standards on the political left, perfectly epitomized by everything you just heard from Emily Kaufman. By the way, is there not an organization called the Northwest Bail Fund that exists to bail out people accused of violent crimes? Is Emily Kaufman complaining about them? No, she's not. She's concerned that someone made bail for a member of the Proud Boys. But not an organization that exists to bail out violent criminals. Because most people accused of nonviolent crimes don't even get bail. Or they get very low bail. So that's interesting. The other thing that was interesting, You notice how she mixed and matched together various groups, and she mentioned the Washington Three Percenters. The Three Percenters is, first of all, run by a Jew. So I don't think Jewish people want to promote anti-Semitism and hate crimes. And secondly, this is an organization that threw extremists out the door. So instead of being seen as a model of an organization that has committed principles but will not allow extremists in their ranks, they are casually mentioned as an example of an extremist group by Emily Kaufman from the Anti-Defamation League. So I asked Eric Rohde. Eric is, of course, from the Washington Three Percenters, Whidbey Island. We've had Eric on the show previously to join us and talk to us about this, what I think qualifies legally, could qualify as slander, and about this bill. Eric Rohde, welcome to the John Carlson Show.
John, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, you know what? I got to give you credit because you've been ringing the bell about this House Bill 1333. And then when I saw this clip where they are essentially identifying you as an example, your organization is an example of a domestic extremist organization, I said, well, that just explains everything that's wrong with this idea.
Yeah, it's absolutely wild. The last time my organization was mentioned in the same headlines with white supremacy, as you know, is because I was consulting to the U.S. Truckers Convoy, right? One of the most massive conservative protests that we did here in the United States. And unfortunately, of their own fruition, some violent extremists near do-wells attempted to start attending these different convoy events. Well, it went so public because I bounced them from the event. He said, you absolutely have no business here. Liberty is for every person of every color, of every gender identity. But what we're not doing is we're not attacking people. And it made national headlines was that Jew, Eric Rohde, that radical three percenter, threw out, you know, Ryan Sanchez and the Nick Fuentes group and their followers from the U.S. convoy. But now, apparently, we're back to being Nazis again. And what's so scary, John, about this bill is it isn't about coming at Washington three percenters. It isn't about coming at Proud Boys or Patriot Prayer and Joey Gibson. This is a law in the books, and I hope every listener hears this right now, that leaves the people being interrogated by law enforcement for their political beliefs and affiliations. And everybody really needs to let that sink in, because like you opened this with, the disparity in who they're investigating here is mind-boggling. You know, we had Raz Simone in June of 2020, the organizer of the CHOP. The
organizer of Chaz CHOP, yes.
Yep. He was handing out weapons in the street en masse. I want to ask Bob Ferguson, where was the gun control there? Where was the commission drawn up to study arming communist militants in the street where two little boys got killed? One got killed. A 16-year-old was killed.
Yeah.
And a 14-year-old was shot. Where was the study when Mike Riol killed Aaron J. Danielson? Shot him dead for wearing a Trump shirt at a Patriot Prayer event. Where was the commission to study William Vance Bronson when he attacked the Tacoma ICE Detention Center and opened fire on it?
Yep, yep.
Because what they said now qualifies to be an extremist is to be extremely American. If you're extremely American, then you're probably an American extremist, and we got to send somebody out there to talk to you. This bill specifically targets what they call white supremacy. During the public hearing on the 24th, the presenters on behalf of Ferguson's office made it very clear that the domestic terrorism, what they call DVE, they are studying specifically white patriotic Christian populations. They name groups like my group. If this bill is passed into law, it's going to be used to directly target political enemies of the left. And dissenting voices. It's intentionally vague. Listen, if I ran a criminal organization, I think they'd start with taking my tax ID and my business license. But That's the problem, is they haven't been able to charge any of us for organizing and activating and working to preserve constitutional principles in our community and our state.
For our listeners who are not aware of the three percenters, go ahead, give an overview of the organization, where you got your name, which I think is intriguing, and also why you are called extreme in the first place. Go ahead, Eric Rohde.
Yeah, so we're a 3%er. We take our name, number one, from the fact that 3% of colonists, when we were colonists, actively fought to create our republic. And what that really refers to is people often think that liberty is preserved by what you'll do for liberty, but it's not. It's preserved by what you will lose. And the 3% represent that portion of our American culture, our American republic, that are willing to lose it all to preserve our nation and to dedicate a tremendous amount of our life to preserving constitutionality. Because this is the best example of agency, you know, God's will, this country, where we can all live free. We never used to be delineated by race, and when we were, we fixed it. Now we're going backwards. A 3%er works to prepare, support, unite, and defend their communities. I've been much aligned, John, as you know, from being accused of taking over Granges. I call it revitalizing, you know, community groups that need revitalizing. We work to support good candidates and get out there and campaign. We work to make people aware of these terrible House bills. We dedicate our life literally to fighting figuratively and through lawfare and activism to keep this nation alive right now, because there is an active communist front that wants a revolution in this country. That's not hyperbolic. That's what's happening. We've been seeing it on our news. A 3%er, we battle against that. In Washington, we are a 501c4 nonprofit organization. We support homeless veterans through Boots on the Home Ground, and we organize these community groups to fight against this. You might have saw us in Mossy Rock when Mossy Rock refused to, you know, shut down over the mandates. The U.S. Truckers Convoy, GRIT, right. Government Resistance and Peace Tyranny, where, you know, we have everybody coming out just talking about how do we save this.
Again, country. If you're combating extremism, you don't focus on the viewpoint. You focus on the conduct. You focus on the conduct if you're battling extremism. Here, in the supporters of House Bill 1333, it's all about going after people who they say peddle in misinformation and disinformation. And the commission itself, this just tells you everything you need to know, and I'll give you the final word on this, Eric Rohde. There's 15 members, 4 legislators, 2 Democrats, 2 Republicans, someone from the governor's office, someone from the attorney general's office. The ACLU gets a representative. The Anti-Defamation League gets a representative. There's no one there from, let's say, the Alliance Defending Freedom, which safeguards religious liberty. But there will be 6 representatives from organizations representing groups protected under the state hate crime statute, which means identity politics, race, color, religion, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, gender expression, etc. The makeup of the commission tells you everything you need to know about where they're really going with this. This is not just a war on a point of view. It's a war on free speech. And we have seen that the Biden administration tried to pull this last year. Now you have these legislators trying to do the same thing, have a government panel empowered to go after speech they don't like. Final word, Eric Rohde.
You know, Bob Ferguson said in his interview that he wants this model, you know, for the nation. That's why we have to fight this so hard. At the end of the day, this opens the door for both conservatives and liberals to be interrogated for their political affiliations and beliefs.
Yes.
In Washington state right now, we're talking about losing our gun rights. They want to seize private property. and they want to be able to charge you with a crime if you don't agree with their politics.
This is the same.
House Bill 1333 is a clarion call. We need everybody to reach out and make sure before January the 31st that they contact the House State Government and the Tribal Relations Committee and demand a no vote. We've got to kill this before it moves forward.
This is the same Bob Ferguson who has not uttered a word of criticism about real domestic terrorists, Antifa. Not a word of criticism. Didn't say a word about a Jewish professor being hounded off the campus at the Evergreen State College, even though it's, what, 6 miles as the crow flies from his office? That tells you everything.